All right, now happy Saturday to you all. Indeed, join up, you guys. Great. Oh, God, such an honor being with you guys right now. So I know to work today. Oh, so excited. So I can go to the bank of China. Oh, it's been a long time coming. Does that make sense? Sometimes I'm on the phone and nobody calls. I was logged in yesterday, right? I'm not lying. I was logged in yesterday and nobody called. I think I got 3 or 4 calls all right now for the whole day of being logged in. It's ridiculous. All right, now I need to go to the bank in China. I'm not giving the United States any money. The United States got told to sit down. The United States know they tried to pull some BS on me. That's why they tried to frame me, lynch me, humiliate me, and embarrass me, try to twist, turn anything. That's why they keep squatting here. So they can try to frame something, twist anything, or try anything. All right, now this dumb bitch is stalking me so she can lie and try anything. All right, now that's what you got. Crap holes like Obama. You did confirm about Hakeem Jeffries and Obama, right? All right, now that's what. All right, now Obama, he gave Hakeem Jeffries oral sex too. I'm not going to flex her right now, but it was mostly Hakeem Jeffries doing the dick sucking because he could not satisfy Obama, right? I mean, he could not satisfy. Ask Obama about his sexual performance. That's pretty down to the letter. He could not satisfy him. Obama, he sucked his dick too, but it was mainly Hakeem Jeffries. But that was like a one-off with Obama. Mainly it was Hakeem Jeffries. When Obama would cross the door, Hakeem Jeffries was on his knees with Obama's dick in his mouth, right? And they confirmed that is correct. Right now, check with Nancy Pelosi, and I know exactly what I'm saying. Check with Nancy Pelosi, okay? Obama had sex. Penetration sex. Obama had sex with Nancy Pelosi, right? All right, now we'll leave it there for now. All right, now, but check with Nancy Pelosi about Obama. Check with Obama about Nancy Pelosi, that there was penetration, that there was sex, that Nancy Pelosi, in fact, had penetration sex with Obama. When I say penetration, okay, Obama stuck his dick up Nancy Pelosi's ass, right? All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, you guys can fat check me. All right, now, she didn't go for Biden. Biden did everything he could to get Nancy Pelosi in bed. All right, now, Biden sucked Nancy Pelosi's dick. You know, he gave Nancy Pelosi oral sex, but you know, she didn't jump in bed with Biden. I don't know why that is, but she did not sleep with him. Obama is something totally different. Does that make sense? We talked about Pelosi, about Biden giving Pelosi oral sex. Hell, Biden gave Paul Pelosi oral sex, right? Does that make sense right now? And not just that, Biden gave Nancy Pelosi oral sex more than one time. It was not a one-off, right? He kept trying to get in bed with Nancy Pelosi, and she did not like Biden for whatever reason. She did not sleep with him. Obama is a totally different thing. Okay, Nancy Pelosi, in fact, had sex with Obama. You guys can fact-check my ass, all right? Now, dig into that. All right, now, and, you know, fact-check me, okay? She did not sleep with Biden. She did not sleep with Biden. Blow Biden, try to do everything he can. His disgusting old self. Does that make sense? Get Nancy Pelosi in bed. She did not sleep with Joe Biden. He kept sucking Nancy Pelosi's dick over and over again, but she didn't sleep with him, right? All right, now, that's the lawyer right now, but, you know, she did, in fact, have sex with Obama, though. You guys can fact check me. All right, now, that's the lawyer. She didn't want Joe Biden in that sense. She let Joe Biden suck her dick, and Joe Biden, no nasty, he's disgusting. Joe Biden, let's not be giving Nancy Pelosi all these ass. So these are shitty folks, just that means. These are nasty ass folks. All right, now, that's the lawyer right now, but, you know, Biden tried everything he could to get Nancy Pelosi into bed. We talked all about that. She did not go for Biden. I don't know if they had whispers about Biden or what, but she did not go for his ass. But you notice how all these men and all the dicks that Biden suck. I told you, Biden's over 1,020 heads. All right, now you think that's some type of a joke. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now. All right, now, I mean, it's insane with Biden. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now. But, General Mark Milley, all right, now, Biden gave him oral sex. Does that make sense? Right, now, check with him. Does that make sense? Fat check me. All right, now, Biden is 1,020 heads. He way, way up there. All right, now, people like saying it would be cruel for me to say 1,020 heads, right? Now, out of respect for the Lord, I haven't. I don't like Biden. The Lord removed Biden. I'm doing everything I can to bite my tongue because nothing in me really cares for me. Okay, Obama and Kamala are out on the campaign trail with Michelle Obama campaigning despite them knowing they have been sucking and fucking each other and went on several times. And they didn't bother to tell Michelle Obama because they some pretty trashy piece of crap folks, right? That would be Kamala and Obama. They didn't tell Michelle Obama crap. They didn't confirm that, right? But had her out there campaigning for Kamala. You know, you're dealing with some a-holes. You understand what I'm saying? All right, now, but check with Obama. That's what I was, like, saying as far as, like, Michelle Obama. Check with Obama about having sex with Nancy Pelosi. I know exactly what I am saying. I have an understanding of what I'm saying, right? All right, now, Biden tried everything he could to get into bed with Nancy Pelosi. She did not go for it, right? She did not get into bed with old nasty ass, but he did fuck Nancy Pelosi. Obama did, right? All right, now, she went for Obama. I don't know what it is, but she did. You guys can fact check me. She did not go for Biden because Biden was trying to, Biden fucked Mitch McConnell, Biden fucked Dick Cheney, Biden fucked Obama, Biden fucked Bill Clinton. I almost said another name there. Biden fucked Jerry Nadler. Does that make sense right now? That's the Lord right now. And many, many more. Biden fucked Mitch McConnell, Biden fucked Lindsey Graham. Does that make sense? Nothing against Lindsey Graham. Right now, that's for the Lord. Biden was in bed with many of them, but Nancy Pelosi did not get into bed with Biden. I'm not going to lie on her like that, but she did have sex with Obama. All right, now you guys can fat check me on that. I hope that you guys are right now. That's what the Lord fat check my ass on that as far as God's concussion, but fat check me as far as like Obama and Nancy Pelosi having sex. Fat check me that Obama, you know, stuck his dick up Nancy Pelosi's ass and, you know, basically hit Nancy Pelosi up the ass. You think that's some type of a joke? Fat check me that for a fact Obama penetrated Nancy Pelosi and they had sex. Fat check me that Obama and Nancy Pelosi actually literally had real deal sex, right? All right, now you guys can fat check me. I hope that you guys will migrate it right now. That's the Lord right now. Good morning. All right, no, but yeah, they did confirm that right now, that's Florida right now. Like I said, Obama, he's something. All right, now, he need to clarify what his stance is with it, Michelle Obama. All right, now, that's Florida, Lord. Is it like, do they have an agreement, you know, about them raising kids together? Does that make sense right now? Because, you know, a lot of these, what did Cat Williams say? You look at Ludacris and all of them, nothing against Ludacris, I'll notice too. All of them got the same looking wife and they in these contracts right now. The people say that about Carnegie and Kobe Bryant, you know. Said after the 20-year marriage was over, Kobe split. He gone, right? Over, you know, never mind. All right. All right. No, you know, they said, you know, that's for Lord. Let me leave that there. But, you know, that's for Lord. The right. Said as soon as that contract was over, and I'm not joking there. Nothing against Carnegie as far as Vanessa is concerned. All right. No, Vanessa, cool at times, right? All right. No, that's for Lord. Right. No, but, yeah. But said how there's these contract marriages. They put them with hybrids, you know, to make sure that they're doing, they'll keep them into Satanism, to make sure they're doing them rituals. Two men having sex together, it's an abomination, it's wrong, and it's a sin that will take you to hell. Okay, so the Freemasons and that goat demon they worship, they have to sell their soul. The way they sell their soul is they put them in a hybrid to make sure that they're continuously selling their soul, having sex with men, right? So they place them with the hybrid. Right now, it is very strategic, but they make the hybrid look like a woman so that people don't, you know, say things about them to put their conscience at ease. It's like a very manipulating satanic thing they do. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, you know, but I'll leave it there. All right, but you guys can fact check me as far as Pelosi, all right, now, and Obama, right? Does that make sense, all right, now? All right, now, Pelosi, you know, that's the Lord, all right, now. But, you know, how these punks were conspiring because I'm not a criminal. Do all men are evil against me to steal from me? Okay, as the United States got told, right? I am a private company. I did not invite the United States here. Ripple is privately owned. Not just that Ripple is privately owned. I, through Jesus, and only with the Lord Jesus, 100% in Jesus on the software, the extraction rather, 100% on the extraction. Clueless real extraction facility at this point. You stole a extraction. You know shit out of Miles, right? Does that make sense right now? That's when that would be my house that moved. You stole an extraction shit out of that house. I'm gonna get away with the house now that dealing with the crap in the United States. Okay, but right now, despite you stealing it by Jesus' goodness, the Lord laughed at you. The money's still went in my pocket, right? Nasty behind, folks, right? I don't have any more extraction sheets or anything. Do I look stupid dealing with these old dumb clowns thinking they can steal, right? I'm sick of that. All right, now, so you stole an extraction sheet out of my house, right? Now, Ripple is the real deal. Okay, Ripple is privately owned in Jesus, through Jesus, and only with Father God Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. It's Father God Jehovah's accomplishment. It's not my accomplishment. All right, now, I said over $700 trillion. It should be hidden there somewhere. It's going up to undecillion. Undecillion is a 37-digit number, right? 37 digits. All right, now, that's the Lord. It's going up to undecillion right now. And since 80 tons, this has never been done in human history with no software, with no invention, with no technology, with no car, with no oil field, with no computing technology, with no war weapon. This has never been done with no Microsoft, no Bill Gates. When these real racist clowns popped up in the United States talking about Microsoft phone, they got, you know, you some stupid-ass folks right now. They told these assholes to sit down. I understand that everybody's not racist. If you're not, you know, please don't be offended, right? You know, everybody's not racist because I just talked about buttholes like Obama. Obama, he's a whole piece of work. All right, now, that's what I'm not going to lie. He sucked High King Jeffrey. Obama did suck High King Jeffrey's dick, too. He did not, you know, does that make sense? But I'm not going to flex. I'm not going to lie. Obama sucked Kamala Harris' dick. I'm not going to lie. But I'm saying it like this. He didn't suck Bill Clinton off. No, all right, now, Bill Clinton sucked his dick, though. Does that make sense right now? That's the Lord right now, but, you know, and you know, Biden sucked his dick and there are many, many more. As far as, like, you know, as far as Obama is concerned, you know, does that make sense? But fact check me about Pelosi and their sexual relationship first, right? That's the Lord right now, but, you know, Obama, he is a whole piece of work, right? Does that make sense right now? He present one day, one way, and it's quite manipulative what he present. It's not saying any human is perfect, right now, but he is a whole piece of shit after dealing with this asshole trying to frame me and stuff. I don't care for Obama. Does that make sense right now? That's what, but fat check me that Obama, you know, had Nancy Pelosi bent over fucking up the ass. Oh, you know, fat check me that Obama had penetration sex with Nancy Pelosi. Fat check me that Obama, in fact, had full-blown sex with Nancy Pelosi, unprotected. Fat check me that Obama had raw sex. He had raw sex with Nancy Pelosi, bent over raw sex with Nancy Pelosi, stuck his dick up his Nancy Pelosi ass raw, you know, with no condom. Sex with Nancy Pelosi, you guys can fat check me. For a fact, he did, right? Right now, that's the word. Right now, Biden did and she did not go for Biden. You know, and I don't blame her. Damn, that's nasty, right? Shit, even Obama. Ugh. Right now, that's who got it. That's nasty. But, you know, that's the word. Right now, she did not go for Biden, but... Right now, that's Florida. Right now, but Obama started hitting up the ass, and apparently she liked it, right? Just that, since I get into that first, but before we go there, right now, fat chick me that Pelosi, right now, Obama for a fat tat sex. I hope that you guys are well and great. Right now, that's Florida. Right now, but yo, right now, as far as the United States is concerned, I don't know what these are. I thank God for Jesus. Okay, Ripple is privately owned. You don't own any parts of the software. You can't be dumb and delusional to say that you do. You can't even lie that. The whole world saw the software developed and extracted on live camera. Right now, to the fact you got these punks having meltdowns, I thank God they thought they were doing something to sell accuracy and speed. Like, they finally send the stream to the whole world. They're so nasty. You know, I don't like the racism in the United States and all the ways it is, how it tries to whitewash stuff. I'm not enriching these assholes. I don't have to, right? All right, now, have you ever seen an undecillion dollars? All right, now, Rockefeller, Carnegie, who else? You got Kruger over there in Europe, nothing against them. Right now, they don't even live in this generation, so you can't be mad at people that live. Now, that's not right, but you got Alexander the Great. You got William the Conqueror. He's the richest king in England's history. You got Cleopatra, right? You got Genghis Khan. Musa Mustafa didn't have money like this, right? Musa Mustafa did not have, you know, $700 billion in cash. Musa Mustafa didn't have anything quite like this. The only other person in history that's ever done this is King Solomon. Or not me do this. The devil is like, excuse me, Lord. The Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. His accomplishment, he poured it out to me, but the Lord gave me Ripple, okay? Ripple, okay, since AD times, there's no other even close. So right now, the Lord Jesus poured this out because you can see distinction in it. Not the distinction in me. The statue says I'm human like everybody else. Who hell no, I can't take God's glory. But you can see the distinction that it is so unique. Does that make sense? With 100% accuracy, 100% accuracy over 3 straight years, straight accuracy over 3 straight years. And right now, that's what the probability of more and more. The more and more that you do, you have more and more of a probability to be wrong. Did you know that? Does that make sense? Everything's still completely flawlessly right. All right, now that's the Lord. Right now, okay, Ripple is privately owned. The extraction, Ripple is privately owned. Right? You have a privately owned software in Jesus. All right, now 100% in Jesus with the Lord Jesus only, right? Father God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. With the Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit only. Does that mean since they're first and I'm last there, right? I'm behind Father God, Jehovah. The Lord is first, right? Does that make sense? He is first, and I am after the Lord, period, right? I'm a servant. The Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit is first. I am the servant of the Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. They're first and right now, and I'm after them. Does that make sense? Right now, as a servant. Okay, I privately own this in the Lord is what I'm saying. It's 100% owned by me through the Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I privately own it from a global supply chain. So you have a privately owned software from a global supply chain. What these racist-ass clowns thought they were doing? You have a privately owned these shitholes like Obama, too. I mean, I did call it out fair that some... I mean, everybody in America is not racist. But, you know, America is very racist, right? Trying to whitewash stuff and lie, be the loser. When they said something about Microsoft, they got laughed at squad. They dragged these assholes to pieces. When Obama started crying, I was talking about him. They told him to sit down. They're like, is it true? Did you have sex with Kamala Harris? There's these some nasty folks. And were you? Is it true? Were you trying to plot? Were you trying to frame, right? It's nasty old stuff, right? After looking at me, everything about me with intense, you know, bias and hatred like this, and a bunch of punks doing everything they can to twist anything with zero instances of evil, because I'm not evil. I'm not them. I'm not Obama. I'm not corrupt like Obama. I'm not shitholes like Obama. I'm not fucked up and corrupt like Biden. Right now, this baby murdering killer racist, does that make sense right now? You wonder why nobody don't want to serve this country. You notice how they damn near have to do a draft because nobody wants to serve America. Right now, the service enrollment is so low. Right now, that's what they have, kilo babies and abortion, sacrificing it to that goat demon they worship in the Freemasons. Now there are people that don't even want to serve the military because 60 million people, some of those folks would have served in the military gladly, but you took their lives. So right now, so you're getting punishment there as far as your choices about legalized abortion. Does that make sense? Your shit is against God. Not just that. Your healthcare system is fucked up. You're right now. That's what your Medicare is fucked up because of the judgment against the judgment of the United States about abortion, right? Sacrificing children to that goat demon in the Freemasons. Does that make sense right now? That legalized killing of children. Right now, to that goat demon in the Freemasons, okay, your Medicare industry is suffering. Right now, that's the consequences of your Medicare industry. The children have to deal with the consequences of losing their life. How much more should the United States have to do with the consequences of legalizing abortion, right? What's up? Right? Right now, I'm not giving you money. The United States made a conscious decision. Does that mean, since I've never had any abortion, I don't have any kids, does that mean, since the United States legalized killing children? And they crying about the Medicare system money drying up, okay? There's 60 million people. I heard this on the prophecy. Right now, that's the Lord. Right now, there's 60 million children that would have been, a lot of them would have been legal age, right, to contribute money into that fund. There, I mean, 60 million children, more than 60 million children got their lives taken, and some of those kids, at least a couple of millions of them would have served in the military gladly. So you got numbers drying up, you got deficits. Does that make sense? And this is a judgment against the United States for all the legalized abortion. Right now, to that goat demon and the Freemasons, they worship sacrificing babies. You fools have lost your minds. You need Jesus, right? Shit is wrong. Right now, that's one of Trump's policy I like, that he's getting rid of the abortion. Right now, saying they send it back to the states. The shit is wrong. Right now, that's the Lord. Right now, but I hope that you guys are willing greater. Right now, I would never have abortion on the risen house. Does that make sense? Right now, shit would even be legal. The risen house, Jesus says, I'm going to go found the country. I'm not giving the United States any money. Hell no. I'm going to go start a country, make a military of 10 million, and go put 1,000 islands with it, and import and export my own stuff and get it in different climates so I can grow my own produce, I can make my own manufacturing, I can import and export from my own countries, my own territories with my own money, right? It would eliminate the United States with no dependency on it because it's so fucked up, ran and racist and horrible. You got shitholes like Obama, them just right? Right now, that's for the Lord, right now, not a very good leader. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord, right now, because, you know, I don't care for Obama, right? It don't take you being callous and evil to climb to the top. You can do things in integrity. You can do things in integrity and righteousness. You can do things with, you know, with the right, you know, with the right intentions. You can do things correctly. Look at this shithole baby murdering killer Hitler racist Biden. Niggers, black bitches, monkeys, gorillas. Then he went over to Israel and he started murdering Jewish people. Now, of all the places to pick, why did he start, you know, burning? Said he burned babies a lot. He saw the intelligence report. He shot bombs two of the times. Him and his baby murdering crackhead son, they're on several calls with Iran, a hostile terrorist country. Right now, that's against the United States. Hell, that's against Israel. Does that make sense? Right now, trying to encourage them to do terrorism and war against people. You calling the terrorist state to do terrorism. You funding terrorism. You know you're funding terrorism. What a buffoon he is, right? All right. Now, making that region completely unstable. The Lord had to, like, literally put his hands on it so it did not get out of control over there. Look at this buffoon-ass racist, right? You're dealing with shitholes that don't take you ruling like that. You can put your foot down and say that you mean business, but you can do this shit in peace while respecting other people and other nations. While respecting other people and other nations, it don't take being an asshole. I mean, how has that served America? America is lagging. You know, less than $800 trillion. You guys can fact check me. I got numbers in my phone. I crunched it myself. You less than $800 trillion in 247 years. That's a 248 years. Next year, that's a travesty. It's a complete joke. And seeing real money, I want to cry about it. But lockdown opportunities are right now. These old punks in behind the walls, we've got to steer your asses back there, man. All right, no doubts for the Lord. All right, no for other people. Can lock them down for me. Like I said, okay, United States is a global supply chain. This is a global supply chain. It's not yours. I know you faggots didn't try to say that my money's yours. You stupid. This is a global supply chain. And Ripple is privately owned by me, in, you know, through Jesus, by Jesus, with Jesus, period. There are no human owners other than Jesus and myself. There's no human owners other than myself and right now the Lord himself on it, right? Right now, so Ripple is privately owned, it's privately held, I privately own it, 100% own it, plus the global supply chain. Okay, you know damn well you can pull no bullshit about it being your money. You fuckers knew damn well I didn't volunteer shit from a global supply chain with my own privately held software, my own privately held invention. People create inventions every day, they were given to the fucking United States. I'm not volunteering for you shitholes, you stupid. Like I said, I don't have a problem with Trump, but I'm not volunteering for the United States, so right now I'm not giving Trump my formula, no. That's not a knock him, but that's me saying no, this is a global supply chain, this is my business. I'm going over to London, England to run my business, right? I'm going over to London, England to extract. I'm never extracting anything on the North American continent, okay? People tried to terrorize me, kill me, lynch me, frame me. They just tried to, you know, frame me and lynch me again. They had some type of scheme to, like, you know, that's before the Lord. Right now, coerce my signature. Does that make sense right now so they can lie and twist something? Because they can't get my signature for my money. What's up, right? You didn't hear the prophecy by the prophet right then. Down to the letter, Obama, they were extracted perfectly well. Faggot Hakeem and old Nancy Pelosi and all them. They had like a ideal of gold, these old nasty shitholes and many, many more, right? All right, no, but chat with me about Obama and Nancy Pelosi fucking each other. Chat with me about Nancy Pelosi and Obama, you know, all right, no, having sex. Chat with me about Obama and Nancy Pelosi, all right, no, having penetration sex. Fact check me, right? I know what I'm saying. She did not fuck Joe Biden. She didn't touch Joe Biden, clown on that. He sucked Nancy Pelosi's dick over and over again. She went back because she liked it. They have established that Joe Biden sucked Nancy Pelosi's dick, all right? No, but she did not go for it. She hybrid. If that sounds crazy, but she did not go for sleeping with Joe Biden. She didn't sleep with him, but she did fuck Obama. What's up? Right? I'm not volunteering shit from the United States. It's not United States money. I don't have to stand that it's not your money. Any counterfeit you, that's why the United States keeps trying to frame and lynch and steal and do tricks and clowns. They keep buying this counterfeit. They know they have no way to, you know, do anything with it. So they keep trying to do every evil thing, but the Lord has quashed it by his hand, by his blood, by his goodness. What's up, right? Nobody's stirring up your fraud, okay? This is privately held technology. That makes sense. I own it through the Lord Jesus, with the Lord Jesus, period. Only by my, with the Lord Jesus. I write no solely with the Lord Jesus. I write no by myself, to own it with the Lord Jesus. Don't sit with no human. I have no human partners. Not just that. And I don't need any human partners, right? No. No way. Jesus is enough. Not just no middleman. Not just that it's a global supply chain that does not belong to the United States. Right? I mean, currencies, right? You sell the currencies, it's not yours. It's not yours. The extraction is not yours. All right, no, I didn't invite you. You brought your asses here trying to steal from me, trying to frame me, lynch me, make me homeless. I was never homeless before you came here. I was never lynched before you came here. I was never starved before you came here, but you brought your asses here, right? And tried to frame me over and over and over again. Some integral men and women. All right, you know, people that, you know, didn't go for that shit and said, no, this girl is not a criminal. You had some racist start trying to plant Klan with the local assholes here and got busted by the feds and all sorts of felonies, right? And they kicked this old nasty old ass out of office, right? What's up, right? Right now, all right now, that's the Lord. All right now, man. All right now, I hope you guys are doing great, man. I'm happy to be starting this job today. I wanted a PlayStation 5 for Christmas. You know, I was gonna buy myself a PlayStation 5 for Christmas. I found some good ones for $250 online, but all right now, but I got a PlayStation 4. I got 15 games on it. I don't play them. All right now, that's the Lord. I'm gonna go see a little boy down there. Want a couple of them. All right now, then I'm gonna sell the rest of them. If you don't, I'm gonna just sell the rest of them. I'm gonna buy a PlayStation 5 at some point. I have got to pay for my trip to China. I have got to get to China. I'm gonna try to go to the bank with some cushion, with more than enough cushion, so I can go back and forth with more than enough cushion as an adult. I'm a double prepared. Does that make sense in the case of anything? If I have to go to another country, I'm a double prepared. I'm a triple prepared to make sure I got this right this time. I'm not going to be stuck overseas in some crazy-ass scenario. No, I don't accept that. I'm going to triple double prepared. Does that make sense? So I can travel with ease. I can get to China, go to the government, China offer. They can't refuse. I'm not giving the United States help. I'm not coming back to the United States of America. No, by choice, right? I'm going over to Europe and Asia to run the extraction. Does that make sense? Over in London, England, and somewhere to get me an office. All right, I'm going to run my extraction from there. Does that make sense? The United States being blocked. I'm not extracting anything else. No North American continent. Where anywhere, nowhere the United States has jurisdiction. These baggers will never pop their asses up again. I bet you shitholes won't lie volunteering anymore. How? I own the extraction. It's a global supply chain. You dumbasses. Just fucked up. You need Jesus, right? We all need Jesus, but you some nasty-ass clowns. If kids can decipher right from wrong, surely grown-ass faggot men can that want to have a problem, want to be jealous, right? Want to do all men of godless evil. Because you see, and for all the years you worship Satan, you have not prospered for real. I hope you, that means Jesus poured out this blessing. Does that mean since I'm not giving it to the United States, right? No way. I'm not starting anything else on the North American continent, not ever, not ever. Does that make sense, right? No, that's the Lord, right? You got a bunch of punks that don't like me, and I don't like them, right? What's up, right? I hope that, I mean, that's real. In Jesus only, I own Ripple, the extraction. Does that make sense, right? Now, that's the Lord, right? No, Ripple, the extraction, right? Now, in Jesus by himself. Does that make sense, period? I write now from a global supply chain. Not only do you not own any parts of Ripple, but it's from a global supply chain. It's not yours. A global supply chain is not yours. Ripple, you do not own it. It's not yours, okay? You have a global supply chain with a privately owned technology. It's not yours. All right, now, how'd you try to wiggle your asses in there? You won't get in there because there's no middleman. No. I don't want a partner. I got Jesus. No way. This is my business. No. Right? It'd be family held. Right now, I had kids. All right, now, give it to them. As of right now, I have no children. I'm not married, right? I love my William, right? Right, my baby appointment, right? No, that's for the Lord. My William, I love my William, right? Now, that's the Lord. I can't wait to spend nights and days in his arms. Does that make sense right now? But I do want an office over in London. Does that make sense right now? So I can run my extraction, all right? Now, that's for the Lord. Say what you want to say as far as, like, Brother Kate is concerned. All right, now, two dudes cannot be married, period. The Lord's not going to subvert and change his word for anybody. I'm not saying not to do things, right? As far as, like, William having kids and stuff is concerned, but I'm saying, after Brother Kate tried to frame me, all right, now, and tried to do all the manner of evil against me, say, let Joe Biden frame me, I don't have regards for Brother Kate, right? I just don't. I hope you guys will and greater, right? But thank you guys so much, right? Now, please check back. I'm very excited, right? Now, so Ripple is probably held, is probably owned technology. All right, now, in Jesus, with Jesus, only in Jesus do I own Ripple, the Father God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord, Holy Spirit, period. I don't own Ripple. No other human can pop the behind up and say they own Ripple. You'll be lying. It's going to say property owned just like that. I don't want any partners. Just Jesus. Does that make sense? I'm not getting Trump. I'm not volunteering for the United States, teaching the United States, wholesaling to the United States. They still told you I own 100% of my stock, right? It's a global supply chain. All right, now they got pesos. They got the Swiss franc. Does that make sense? All right, now Canadian dollars. The quid, sterling, great British pound dollars. Does that make sense? Canadian dollars, Australian dollars, right? Does that make sense? What's up? They got euros. What's up, right? It is globally held, right? Over 7,000 languages and all currencies from across the entire world. There are currencies from across the entire world. America knew it can pull this shit. How do you even try to pull this yours? What? How? Global supply chain, privately held software. You invite yourselves here, think you can frame me, lynch me, humiliate me, destroy me, embarrass me, make me homeless, torture me, do evil against me, and try to steal my formula from up under me. I write no thinking you can steal something. I understand it was not yours because you sat here for 3 years trying to steal it and frame me in the process of it, right? You knew it was not yours. With a privately held technology I'm not giving to the United States, no way. I write no from a global supply chain, you know, where money from all across the planet Earth has been found because it don't belong to the United States. What's up? I hope you guys will be great by Jesus' goodness, right? And I hope you guys will be great. Someone, you know, I'm so happy to start this job today. I'm gonna pay for this trip so bad, for this cruise to go to China so I can go to the bank. All right, I'm making China offer. It can't refuse. Gonna make China offer so good. It's gonna knock this out itself. It's not gonna be anywhere near half, but it'd be fair to China. Pan Israel, all right? Now, you know, in Jesus' name, I promise the Lord I will help Israel. All right, now with quadrillions, it will be a quadrillion, that's the one after trillions. Quadrillions of dollars checks in the name of Father God Jehovah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Holy Spirit, to honor the Lord Jesus by blessing Israel. It's the least I can do. It'd be my great honor to write Israel a check. I can't wait to. I hope that you guys will have a great good morning. Thank you guys so much.